some interesting arts being made in Chelsea these days by people we don't normally think of as being part of the New York art scene. It's through a program called Pure Vision, New York's first fine arts studio program for artists with developmental disabilities. With me now are Pamela Rogers, director of Pure Vision, and Leon McCutcheon, one of the artists in the program. I'm very pleased to welcome them to my show.
Hi, hello. Thanks for having us.
Leon, how long have you been making art?
I've been making art over 10 years now, since I was the age of 5.
So way before you joined involved in Pure Vision.
Before I joined Pure Vision.
Can you describe what your artwork is like?
My artwork is basically stuff I experienced of being in the South and South Carolina, going there in the summer to meet my nieces and nephews and playing with them, and just the whole south of this little street called Pineville, South Carolina. And I just started drawing stuff of the colors and the trees and the flowers and the peoples that lived in that little small little town.
And what kind of materials are you working in?
Usually I use oil, pastel, or usually I use pencil.
So when did you get involved with Pure Vision?
I got involved with Pure Vision 2 years ago. 2 years ago.
Uh-huh, so you'd already been seriously making art before.
Yeah, before.
What has Pure Vision done to change things?
Pure Vision has got me a chance to sell some of my work as an artist than any other gallery in the city. So that's kind of a dream came true.
Pan, what are the goals of the Pure Vision Arts Program? I mean, this is not considered art therapy, is it?
Well, in addition to providing direct services and support to artists, we also serve as an exchange center for information between art educators, art therapists, curators, art collectors, and anyone who wants to champion the movement of inclusion or underrepresented persons in the art world. One of our goals is to increase the awareness and appreciation of art being created by people who have disabilities. And another objective is to facilitate the inclusion of this artwork into museums, public exhibitions, private and corporate collections. And ultimately, Pure Vision Arts is interested in creating social change by promoting and legitimizing the contributions of these artists to the self-taught movement. Many of these artists have had amazing lives, and the sheer power and uniqueness of their work serves to break down negative stereotypes and public misperceptions about people who have disabilities.
Do you think that art can help people express things in a way that other forms of expression can't?
Definitely. And many of the people that we work with have limited verbal skills. Some of the people are nonverbal. So for some people, art is their primary form of communication and expression.
And what kinds of disabilities are we talking about here?
Developmental disabilities include autism, cerebral palsy, mental retardation, Down syndrome, and other neurological impairments.
Do we find that people who are autistic make different kinds of art than people who have Down syndrome, let's say?
Yes. In fact, one of the events that we're planning right now is an event that's going to be at the Cooper Union for Advancements of Science and Art, and it's going to be in November, and it's going to be called Pure Visionaries, Artists on the Spectrum. And it's going to be a symposium and an internationally curated exhibition that's designed to celebrate the cultural achievements of people on the autism spectrum. And we're going to be having several noted speakers like Dr. Temple Grandin and Jessica Park and people. The whole event is designed to educate, inspire, reduce stigma, and increase the awareness of the significant cultural contributions of people with autism.
But would you be able to spot the art of someone who was autistic as opposed to someone who had Down syndrome?
I would say there are distinct different characteristics.
Ways of seeing the world.
Ways of seeing the world, ways of viewing the whole way that their mind works and the way that they're hardwired almost. Their art seems to be more idiosyncratic.
Leon, do you think of yourself as someone with a disability?
I could ask that question, but I never draw myself as a person with disability. I draw as my person as a normal artist who have some special gift, but I have no idea what it is. See, I was never diagnosed as being autistic, never diagnosed as being mentally retarded. I just was diagnosed as being a little slow in school, which that's normal happen as a normal child.
Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, the work doesn't look slow or anything. It looks very sophisticated.
No, yeah, it does look very sophisticated. I think because I think it's by me I look at it as expression of what I can create, something that's beautiful.
Well, there's a whole movement in art called outsider art. Yeah. Has that been where you've been categorized?
Yeah, I have been categorized as selling like a painting for $1,000 in that show in the last 2 years.
In the Puck Building show of outsider art?
Pure Vision Arts has had an exhibit at the Outsider Art Fair for the past 3 years. We've had a booth there, and we've also been working a lot with the Folk Art Museum, and we've had several of our own shows at Pure Vision Arts. And we do fit in very nicely inside the whole self-taught outsider art movement, which has really begun to embrace artists with developmental disabilities, and especially autism.
And would there be any artists here who might not be considered outsider artists, or is it pretty much, do the two kind of go together?
Pure Vision Arts and the
all the artists that you have worked with, they all pretty much make
all
what might
artists,
be called outsider art.
All of the artists we work with, I kind of prefer the term self-taught as opposed to outsider.
Because an outsider suggests being outside.
No,
right,
self-taught.
And one of the things we're trying to do is to help the artists be more part of the mainstream art world rather than the fringes. Mm-hmm. So we prefer the term self-taught art. And yes, all of our artists are self-taught.
Have you ever taken any classes?
No, I never took a class. I just was sort of taught maybe by my father, because my father was a musician in the late 30s to late 40s until he went to Paris.
And your father was a jazz musician.
Yeah, he never came back. Then he went to Paris in the late 60s during the civil rights movement. I was taught by him probably do music and drawing and sketching how to do art.
Would music have been a way?
I think music had a part of it too, the jazz, because somebody playing music around the house, jazz and the blues and Jerry Parker and Billy Holiday and all those great jazz singers. I think that had a lot of my ambitions up to becoming as an artist, because I started drawing.
Did Leon come to Pure Vision in a way that most of your artists do?
We have many ways that people find out about us, some through media, some through the articles. I get calls also from parents, service coordinators, clinicians, people that work with these people and see a talent and interest and are looking for a special program for them. And some of the artists who attend our program have developed their art skills independently over years. Others learn to make art while in institutions or day programs or day treatment programs, and art making was an integral part of their lives. But there was not a place in New York City where artists could come together and be taken seriously and receive support. So that's what makes us a little unique.
Is there a sense of community? Do you work with the other artists, Leon?
Sometimes I work with the others by helping them out with sketches and stuff and helping create something. But mostly I just try to do some of the work that I try to get out.
Mm-hmm. And this is a studio space that you can do it in.
Also,
there's gallery space.
Yes, there's a gallery.
Yes, so. It's a large, beautiful loft in Chelsea, and there's a gallery there, too.
At 114 West 17th
mm-hmm.
Street.
114 mm-hmm. West 17th Street. And we were founded by the Shield Institute,
what
which is
that?
A New York City-based not-for-profit organization, which provides educational and clinical services to children and adults with developmental disabilities.
This is just a part of one of the programs that the Shield Institute offers for people with disabilities.
Yes.
How many artists work with Pure Vision?
We have over 200 artists that are working with us now.
Can they just show up, or is there an application process?
To be admitted to the program, you have to come in for an interview. There is an application process, and you have to bring your portfolio.
And
we have many levels of people. Some people that come are beginners and hobbyists or interested in crafts, and then we have some people that are seasoned self-taught professionals that have been painting for many, many years, and their works are already selling in many private collections and exhibits.
How much time do you spend at Pure Vision, Leon?
Usually on Saturdays, because right now I'm busy with work. I work for another artist named Harvey Loy, who's a photographer.
So you work as his assistant?
Yes, assistant. So that takes my time of me gradually trying to do some of my work. But I try to get some of my work out there.
in addition to working at the studio, yeah. some of our artists now, I have helped set up studios in their home so they can work also at home as well as at the Pure Vision Arts Studio.
Do you help them get their materials?
Some artists we do, yes. And that's one of the things we provide at the studio, the materials, the framing, the ability to get in exhibitions, the ability to represent them, and provide all the materials they need in the studio space.
So you're actually helping them market their own work.
Yes, also.
And when you approach galleries, you find there's much interest?
There are also a number of galleries in New York right now and around the country that are exclusively showing and representing self-taught artists. In fact, two of our artists were just in a show in San Francisco at a new gallery for outsider art called the Jack Fisher Gallery. We were recently also included in the Rico Maresca exhibition about art and autism in Chelsea. We were at the Folk Art Museum's recent spring benefit. Some of our artists' work was auctioned off. So, yes, we do act as a liaison to connect our artists with the mainstream art community, and we reach out to collectors and people that are interested in this type of work.
Are there some collectors who specialize in your work, Leon?
I don't know, but I think so. They usually like some of my work.
So. Leon has had many sales over the past couple of years, and he has developed quite a following.
So I have a huge, I say a fan, but a huge people that like some of my work, like my colors, and they like my house. Some people compare me of Sister Gucci because the way I draw and the way I use color and technique, so they usually like that whole different stuff that I do. So I find it odd and weird sometimes, but then I just said that it's a way that I guess that they like it and they appreciate it. So,
well, you come from an artistic family.
Yeah, so
does your family, how does your family respond to your work?
Everyone in my family is kind of happy and joyful. But the strangest part, that only talented one is my family was my father. The rest of them had no art experience at all, painting and drew. He was the only talented one. So I probably inherit his genes from his side of the family, becoming the artistic person that always wanted to do something, paint and drawing, music and stuff. So I got it from him.
Pamela, are you an artist too?
Yes, I am.
How did you get involved with this program?
Well, I started out as a fine artist, and then I went more into art education, and then I decided that I wanted to go into art therapy, and I liked working with special populations. So I've been at the Shield Institute for 15 years. I started the art program there, and over time it's just grown and grown and grown.
Is this the only one of its kind?
This is actually the only studio and gallery program solely for artists with developmental disabilities in New York State.
Mm. So there are others in other parts of the country.
There are several others in other parts of the country, but it was really amazing to me that in New York City, no place like this existed for people, and it has really become a community resource for people.
Well, I'm sorry, Pam, when you mentioned about disabled, I think that that word when he's mental retardation, it doesn't matter what a person gifted or what his background of him being slow or retardation or, you know, a handicap.
It's the work that counts.
Yeah, but I just feel that it's a good thing and it's an awkward thing too, but it's because you never know how people feel, how living in my life of a shoe, of how I create myself when I do my artwork. But I feel that's kind of like being a disabled person is kind of really gets annoying sometimes because people look at you as a disabled person first. They don't look at you as a creative artist. So that becomes a very, very difficult thing as an artist because you want to be creative as an artist. You don't want to always be creative as a disability, and you always put your disability as second and you put your artist first. So I find that's kind of odd and kind of weird. And
I would agree with you, Leon, on that. We tend to focus more on ability rather than disability and see people as artists first.
So that's what I'm trying to be aware of, is look at people as artists first. Don't look at them as they disabled because they come from this place, or they come from institutions, or they come from or they were stuck in hospitals, or they were stuck in an environment that they were stuck in. You know, I think looking at them as a person who have some kind of gift, That's where I look at it. I look at some person have some kind of gift inside them that they that helps them to grow and help them to be to achieve what they can do.
And ultimately, it's about the triumph of the human spirit and artist transformation.
That's what I look at, too. I look at the human spirit as an artist, of an artist of soaring and growing and becoming involved and hoping to mix, you know, the whole. So,
well, looking at the work, I don't think, gee, this is the work of disabled people who have overcome. I look at it as
as
works
artists.
Of art, and some I like more than others, but I respond to it in much the same way that I would respond to any art that I saw. And the examples I've seen from Pure Vision in some cases are a lot more interesting to me than some of the things I've seen in established galleries. Mm-hmm. So I guess it all comes down to, as we've been saying, the work. Mm-hmm. Do institutions tend to have art programs, or are they more likely to do the arts and crafts kind of thing?
Well, I've been reading about a lot of stuff about institutions for disabled peoples because I was fascinated about the whole condition of disabled peoples, how it was being treated as a human condition in this country, as do doctors and psychologists and, you know, whole thing. I find that some places do have art classes for them and some doesn't, but I guess it had to do how well they do in the art class, how the structure of the whole environment.
Well, you have to create an environment that would make people feel comfortable.
Unfortunately, art therapy and art programs for this population is not mandated by the state and it's not funded by the state, so that's why you don't see it very frequently, and most of the arts programs we see are like more arts and crafts
with
where people
sticks.
Are working with popsicle sticks and macaroni, but it's not taken to the level of seriousness that we see it as at Pure Vision Arts.
If you want to know more about Pure Vision, their phone number is 212-366-4263. And you're located at 114 West 17th Street on the third floor between 6th and 7th Avenues. Is there a gallery space that people can see this work at?
People can make appointment to view the gallery and to come by. If they're interested in visiting, learning more about the program, they can also write purevisionarts@aol.com.
And I want to thank you both so much for being with
us
today. I've been talking with Leon McCutcheon, who is one of the artists featured in Pure Vision, and with Pamela Rogers, who's director of Pure Vision. She also created it for the Shields Institute. What a pleasure it's been talking to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.